This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
It is time now for your Noon Ag Show, brought to you by Wayne Schaefer, your country insurance agent in Jerseyville. Prairie Farms Dairy in Carlinville, taste the homemade goodness of Prairie Farms. Area Diesel Service of Carlinville, and M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs. And now with the Noon Ag Show, here's Gabe Osborne.
Thank you very much, Levi. Now here in Ag News on a Thursday afternoon. This week's ransomware attack on JBS, the world's largest meat supplier, has refocused agriculture's attention on cybersecurity and again raised key economic issues for the ag and food industry. USDA has contacted several major meat processors after the cyber attack that temporarily shut down several JBS plants. The FBI is investigating, and President Biden is launching a rapid strategic review. Food production is considered a national security issue, and as COVID-19 showed dramatically, an economic issue, according to American Farm Bureau economist Veronica Nye.
When you're looking at JBS, which processes about 23% of the beef in the United States, when they go down, it's felt pretty immediately.
As the JBS hack showed.
USDA did an estimate that there was about a 20% decline in cattle slaughter versus the week before, and that's pretty close to the JBS market share.
Nye also says agriculture is doing all it can to head off further damage from cyber attacks.
This is obviously an issue that's affecting not just ag, but the economy at large as we've become more technology dependent. So this is certainly something Congress will weigh in on, the administration will weigh in on, and we'll be there at the table as well as our other ag partners.
The Washington Post reports food processing has been a target for ransomware attacks for months. Quoting an intelligence analyst at one cyber firm, the Post reports that at least 40 attacks have been publicly reported over the last year. The latest extortion attempt follows that against the Colonial Pipeline that disrupted gas distribution on the eastern coast and is also feared coming from a Russia-linked criminal group. In other national and international livestock news, the World Pork Expo will be making its official return to the Iowa State Fairgrounds in Des Moines next week, June 9th through 11th. The National Pork Producers Council presents the expo, and this year will mark the 33rd annual event. Thousands of producers and industry professionals will gather to learn about the latest technology innovation and enjoy some free pork and much more. We're so excited to gather for the first time since 2018, said NPPC President Jen Sorensen. This year's expo has been outstanding lineups of seminars, networking opportunities, and more that aren't to be missed. The trade show will feature over 700 vendor booths and span more than 30,000 square feet. Companies from North America and around the world will be presenting products and services during the event. The expo will feature 19 educational sessions, including 13 business seminars, to inform attendees about ecosystems, new production systems, climate neutrality, and more. 6 Pork Academy seminars will give producers a chance to learn more about nutrition, sustainability, data collection, and more. Attendees who missed the chance to register online can register on site at the event by going to the Animal Learning Center. Moving on now into the latest grain news for your Thursday, Barchart announced its initial 2021 yield and production forecast for U.S. corn and beans, which both show a downside risk to the USDA's projected numbers from its May WASDE report. The company now says the end-of-season U.S. corn production is forecast at 14.5 billion bushel, with a yield of 173.5 bushel per acre. That's compared to the USDA production forecast at 15 billion bushel and 179.5 bushels per acre yield. Barchart's end-of-season soybean production forecast is 4.3 billion bushel with a yield of 49.5 bushel an acre. That's compared to the USDA production forecast of 4.4 billion bushel and a yield of 50.8 bushel per acre. A statement from the company says our initial 2021 forecast suggests potential downside for both corn and bean production relative to the USDA's numbers, and we're happy to help provide insight like this to the public. The company releases yield and production forecasts on the first Thursday of every month during the growing season. And stay tuned, more WSMI Ag News is coming up next.
Did you know that life insurance is more affordable than you think? A small step, like packing your lunch for work 3 days a week, could go toward the cost of a term life insurance policy from Country Financial. We want to help you turn I can't afford life insurance into I can start protecting my family today. Call Wayne Schaefer at 498-5800 to get started.
Life insurance policies issued by Country Life Insurance Company in Bloomington, Illinois. Costs per policy will vary.
Protecting your field is their scout's honor. At M&M Service Company, they're focused on crop performance. Their certified crop specialists will identify environmental conditions, crop growth stage, and plant development to make agronomic recommendations for each of your fields. It's their goal to maximize every acre you farm and protect the local environment, because they know that opportunity lies around the next corner, not behind the last one. Visit www.mmservice.com and let's get headed toward your next success. FS, bringing you what's next.
Fresh strawberries, one of nature's blessings. To enjoy fresh strawberries even more, add farmer-owned Prairie Farms dairy products to strawberry recipes. Prairie Farms whipped cream to the top of the shortcake, or use Prairie Farms half and half to make strawberry-topped cheesecake. Whatever you make with strawberries, make sure the dairy products you use are Prairie Farms. Taste the homemade goodness of Prairie Farms, farmer-owned.
Shop.areadieselservice.com is the easiest way to find the parts you need for your diesel. Since 1973, Area Diesel Service Incorporated has been committed to providing quality parts and services for turbochargers, diesel fuel injection systems, and diesel engines. Located in Carlinville at 1300 North University, they are always just a phone call away at 854-2641. And always online at shop.areadieselservice.com.
And another National Ag News here on a Thursday. May has come and gone, but that doesn't mean the issue of mental health is done for another year. The farming community used May, which is National Mental Health Awareness Month, to highlight the growing challenges of mental health struggles in farming communities. Josie Rudolphy with the University of Illinois says the frequency of anxiety and depression is higher among the agricultural community than the non-farming community.
Depending on the study, the prevalence of depression has ranged from 6 to 50% among agricultural producers, whereas in the general population, we see the prevalence of depression at about 7%. And we talk about anxiety, we see very similar statistics.
Rudolphy says there are many pressures impacting today's farmer, from personal finances, global economic issues such as trade, time pressure, and not to mention interpersonal relationships on and off of the farm. She adds that as friends and family, it's important to watch for a change in behavior.
And if we notice someone's not sleeping like they usually do, and they're not eating like they usually do, or they become easily irritated, and typically they're much more patient, or they just kind of constantly seem to be upset, that's a really great time to ask a couple of questions. And we can do that out of concern. And some people might say, well, is it my business? And I would say, if this is your friend or your family member, if this is somebody you care about, it is absolutely your business.
Rudolphy adds that it's vital for the farming community to remove the stigma of mental health and asking for help. She added a recent study shows as many as 31% of rural adults have personally sought for help of a mental health condition, and 24% have had a family member who has sought care for a mental health condition. The month of June is National Dairy Month, and it's the time of year where all dairy is celebrated, from the hard-working dairy farmers to the cows to the great-tasting milk, cheese, yogurt, ice cream, and butter they provide for us. But if you've gone to the dairy aisle recently at your local grocery store, you know it's literally exploding with choices, everything from new milk flavors to lactose-free milk and alternative plant-based beverages disguised as milk. It can be a very confusing trip to the store. But here to give us a break and the real deal, to encourage us to take the Dare to Compare challenge, and also to help us celebrate June Dairy Month, is Jill Williams, registered dietitian and nutrition educator with the St. Louis District Dairy Council. First off, Jill tells us about June Dairy Month and why we should be celebrating.
June Dairy Month, for people that are wondering, it started as National Milk Month in 1937, and it was started to promote milk consumption and stabilize the dairy demand during the summer months. So in the summer, the cows graze on the green pastures, which, you know, we don't really have that green grass for them to graze on the rest of the year, but that makes them produce more milk. So it originally ran from June 10th to July 10th, and then in 1939, the name was officially changed to June Dairy Month. And now it's developed into an annual celebration and tradition to really help acknowledge the contributions that dairy farmers have made to their communities and around the world. So just showing that appreciation and love for our dairy farmers. And it's also a great time to remind consumers that milk, cheese, and yogurt really play an important role in a healthy diet.
And Jill goes on to explain those health benefits.
Well, milk and other dairy foods fuel our overall wellness, and they help our bodies thrive with their naturally occurring nutrition. Including dairy as a part of your overall healthy diet can help reduce the risk of chronic diseases. Research is showing that eating dairy foods and drinking milk is associated with a lower risk for type 2 diabetes and cardiovascular disease, reduced blood pressure, neutral to lower levels of inflammation, and improve bone health, which we talk about a lot with milk and the calcium and vitamin D benefits that it has for our bones.
And again, that's Jill Williams, registered dietitian with the St. Louis District Dairy Council, and we'll continue the conversation in the days and weeks to come, as again, the entire month of June is National Dairy Month. And moving along now into our local Ag Community Bulletin Board, don't forget the events coming up this weekend at the Montgomery County Bicentennial event. The Hillsboro Old Time Tractor Show will be held in conjunction this year with the Bicentennial. That show will be held this coming Saturday and Sunday at the Montgomery County Fairgrounds in Butler. Also on Saturday, the Mid-Illinois Livestock Producers will be serving ribeyes, hamburgers, and all-beef hot dogs at the event on Saturday. They'll be serving starting at 11. Also, the Montgomery County Farm Bureau and the Young Leaders will be having a booth with trivia and prizes available that will also be on the grounds at the Bicentennial coming up on Saturday. And also don't forget, coming up next week, the 9th through the 12th, is the annual Macoupin County Fair, one of the oldest fairs in the state. And in the days to come, we'll preview the annual Macoupin County Fair, which will be next Wednesday through Saturday at the Macoupin County Fairgrounds on Route 4 north of Carlinville. And that'll wrap up your Ag News here on this Thursday afternoon. But remember, you can always send us your Ag News by email at WSMI@WSMIRadio.com. So again, for this Thursday afternoon, June 3rd, this has been Gabe Osborne reporting WSMI Ag News.